Halftime music for you here on KMEM. It's 7:48, temperature 43 degrees, and it's the boys' turn. It's Marceline at Knox County. It's being brought to you by these Knox County sponsors, and they include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated just south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis. Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina. And now, let's take you back down to Edina, Missouri for tonight's basketball game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. It's the boys' turn. Marceline and Knox County. Let's take a look at starting lineups first for the Marceline Tigers. It'll be Aiden Ballard, a junior. Will Heller, a senior. Sam Gilman, a senior. Wyatt Malloy, a senior. And Caden Davis, a junior. Aiden Ballard, Will Heller, Sam Gilman, Wyatt Malloy, and Caden Davis. The Tigers, 8-13, and coached by Mike Severa. And now, of course, the lights go out. But I can pretty well tell you who the starters will be. And if it's going to be Jacob Becker, he should be the first one out. And here he comes. Jacob Becker, a senior, playing his last home game as the Knox County Eagle. And Bronson Miller. And Braden Miller. And Tanner Gillespie. Well, no, they changed up on Middle Bend and Carter Marble is starting, and then Connor Gillespie as Nelson Chingle is not starting this ball game. Okay, Gillespie's a senior, Marble's a senior, both Miller boys are seniors, and Jacob Becker is a senior. So all the seniors are starting for Knox County. Knox County come in with a record of 12-9 and coached by Nathan Miller. So it's going to be Jacob Becker to jump center against Wyatt Malloy. In case you just joined us, the Marceline ladies won their game 53-40. So Becker against Malloy. Ball is up. Tip is controlled by Marceline as Dallard. Well, they say didn't throw it quite high enough. Going to try it again. So now it's up. Now Becker controls the tip. As Branson Miller gives it to Marble on the left wing. And Miller asks Branson to Braden on the right wing. Branson Miller out between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Marceline. Well, it's actually a play at 2-3 zone as Carter Marble gives the ball to Branson Miller. Now Braden has it in the right corner. Gives it out to the right wing beyond the arc. To Branson Miller between the two circles. As Branson gives it across the center circle. Carter Marble at the free throw line. Inside it goes to Becker on the right baseline. To Braden Miller on the right wing. Braden skips it across to Gillespie on the left wing. Gillespie drives the baseline. Put that shot. No good. And Gillespie off the rebound. And throws it. Tried to get it out to either Miller. That was Branson. Chased it. And it went over and back. So it'll be Marceline basketball as Heller will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Dowler. Dallas to Malloy. Malloy gives it to Davis between the two circles. Now they try to get it inside. Pass broken up by Knox County. Branson Miller to Braden Miller. Late with reverse layup. Got it. Full court pressure by Knox County. Malloy with the basketball. Gets across the timeline to Heller. Heller lost it. Now puts it back up. Puts up the shot. No good. And Becker off the rebound. Gillespie gets it ahead to Branson. His five-foot jumper got it. Branson Miller with two. It's 4-0. As Malloy with the basketball gives it to Heller. Heller inside the arc on the left wing. Now three on the way for the top of the key. Bullseye. Caden Davis makes it 4-3. Knox County with the lead. Knox County with the basketball. as Branson Miller gets it to Gillespie on the deep left wing to Branson. Now Braden Miller on the right wing. Beyond the arc to Branson Miller, back to Gillespie on the left wing. Marble gets it inside to Beck at the free throw line. Braden Miller cut off on the right baseline. Had the ball knocked out of his hand, out of bounds by Wyatt Beloy. It'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. 5:56 left to play in the first quarter, just the start of this one. Branson Miller has it top of the key. Now Gillespie will try a three. No good. Long rebound to Branson Miller. Now Braden on the right wing. The Branson top of the key. The Braden right wing. Back to Branson between the two circles. As Branson Miller back to Braden on the right wing to Branson. Now Gillespie gets it inside to Marble. Inside to Becker. Puts it up over the rim. Got it. 2 points for Jacob Becker. And it's 6-3. As Gower gets the ball in the right corner, kicks it out to, well, Gower now has the ball. Takes it in the paint and walks with it. So Knox County basketball. Tanner Gillespie will get it inside to Branson Miller. Bounce past Marble at the high post. Now Braden Miller to Branson. Gillespie on the left wing. Branson top of the key back to Gillespie. To Branson. High post, it goes to Becker. Braden Miller drives the right baseline. Puts it off. Glass got it. 4 points for Braden Miller. 8-3. As with last call is Caden Davis. Bad pass. Stolen away by Becker. To Braden Miller. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And the foul's going to be on Wyatt Beloy. So Beloy is going to pick up the foul. That's his first. And to the line will go Braden Miller to shoot a pair. He has 4, looking for 5. First shot on the way. No good off the front of the rim. 4:42 left to play in the first quarter. 8-3, Knox County with the lead. That's Braden Miller. Shot up. And no good. And Malloy comes off with the rebound. As Malloy brings it down the near sideline, he'll take it into the paint. Tried to get it out to Gilman. Pass is swatted out of bounds by Knox County. So Will Heller will inbound on the far sideline. To Gilman, top of the key. Baller on the deep right wing. Now between the two circles. Looks for somebody. Gets to Malloy. Right side of the circle. Heller off the baseline from 10, no good. Tip up, no good. And Gilman had it, stolen away by Carter Marble. To Braden Miller. To Branson Miller between the two circles. To Braden between the two circles. Now Becker on the right wing to Braden. Now Branson. Lob underneath that. Slam. Well, home by Becker. To Jacob Becker. With 4 points. That brought the crowd to their feet. As Caden Davis between the two circles. Dower has it on the deep right wing to Davis, top of the key. As they get it in to Gilman for 3, bullseye. Van Gilman with a 3, makes it 10-6. Knox County with the lead. 3:30 left to play in the first quarter. Knox with the basketball. Branson Miller to Braden on the right wing. To Branson, back to Braden. Braden, one dribble back to Branson. Now Gillespie on the left wing. Branson Miller but at the top of the key to Braden Miller. Looks inside. Finds Becker. Becker puts it up in there. 6 points for Jacob Becker. 6 points. Knox County lead Malloy across the timeline. With the dribble, gets a Dallard to top of the key, dribbles to the right wing, finds Gilman in the right corner, kicks it back out to Davis on the left wing, in the left corner to Heller. Now to Heller on the right side of the circle. Heller, three-pointer on the way, no good. And a rebound taken by Braden Miller, takes it in the Becker. Gillespie takes it to the house, lays it up, got it. 2 points, Tanner Gillespie. And now, Hustavera wants a timeout. 2:36 left to play in the first quarter. Knox County 14 and Marceline 6. And Rachel 30 or 60, I think it was a 30. I'm back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
2:36 left to play in the first quarter. 14-6, Knox County with the lead. Marceline with the basketball, pressured by Knox County. Malloy with the basketball on the backcourt to Gilman. Gilman gives the ball to Davis. Now across the timeline to Gilman. Back to Davis. Stolen away by Branson Miller. Off glass, missed it. And Davis off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Dower. As Dower across the free throw line. Kicks it to Malloy. Now back to Dower. 15-footer, got it. And then Dower with 2 points. 14-8, knocks with a lead. Branson Miller, dribble drive, and well gets to the backer. Shot and 10 off the baseline, no good. And that, Marceline's the basketball. Dower gets it ahead of Davis. Now Dower for three, no good. And Branson Miller off the rebound, gets it ahead of Gillespie. Gillespie takes it to the hoop. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Gilman, and Gillespie might have got by with one that time. Tanner Gillespie got, I think, got by with one. The foul's going to be on Gilman, and Tanner Gillespie will go to the line and shoot a pair. 1:46 left to play in the first quarter. First one by Gillespie. Up, got it. 3 points for Tanner Gillespie. 15-8. As in the ball game will come Rafe Bohansky. As Gillespie's next one up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Gilman comes out with the rebound. As he gives the ball to Dower. Dower to Bohansky. Bohansky gets to try to get it inside to Heller and stolen away by Braden Miller. Braden will bring it across the timeline to Branson on the left wing. Branson, bounce pass inside the car to Marble. Marble probably should have taken the shot, tried to get it to Becker. Slapped out of bounds by Marceline. So Tanner Gillespie will inbound underneath his own basket. Gillespie gets it in to Becker. Off glass, got it. 8 points for Jacob Becker. Malloy with the basketball. Gets it to Dower. Dower bounce pass to Heller. Now underneath to Gilman. Gilman takes it right at Becker. What a big shot. Missed his shot to do the foul, and the foul's going to be on Carter Marble. So Marble picks up the foul. That's his first. And to the line will go Sam Gilman. Gilman has 3 points, looking for four. First shot on the way, got it. 4 points for Sam Gilman. 17-9, Knox County's the lead. 107 left to play in the first quarter. As Gilman, shadow throw, now he's set. Shot up, left is short, and Gillespie has the rebound. Outlet comes to Branson Miller. Branson across the timeline, gives it to Gillespie between the two circles. Branson Miller on the left wing, bounce pass to Becker in the left corner. Marble on the left baseline, gives it to Becker, and Becker missed the layup. And on the rebound comes Wyatt Malloy. Malloy takes it right at Becker, puts up a shot partially blocked by Becker. The rebound comes out to Dower, puts up the 15-footer, no good. Now, Carter Marble and Sam Gilman. Then both come down the rebound, a jump ball, all of that in possession, stays with Marceline. So Heller will inbound. Malloy on the left wing. Gilman at the top of the key to Dower. Now they give it to Heller on the left wing beyond the arc. Underneath Bohansky, puts up the shot, missed it. And off the rebound comes Jacob Becker. Braden Miller gives it to Branson. Branson to Gillespie on the deep left wing. On the right lane, it goes to Braden. Now three-pointer put up by Branson Miller. No good. Rebound Malloy. Long pass down the floor from Malloy, intended for Heller. He just airmailed a one over Heller's head. So it'll be Knox County basketball with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Little pressure by Marceline. Branson Miller to Braden. Braden will put up a three and no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Knox County 17, Marceline 9. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, let us help start saving for your future. We want to help make your dreams come true, and we have several account options available to help you save. We offer regular savings accounts, money market accounts, certificate of deposits, individual retirement accounts, and club accounts. Turn your dreams into reality. Open a People's Bank savings account today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School, 17-9. Knox County in the lead as we start the second quarter as Nelson Schenkel checks into the ball game. And Braden Miller, no, Braden is still in the ball game. Carter Marble checks out. So Gillespie with the basketball to Branson Miller to the right wing to Braden. Inside it goes to Jacob Becker, gives it to Schenkel. Right off the bat, Nelson Schenkel puts it up and in. 2 points for Schenkel, full court pressure by Knox County. Heller with the basketball, Mahonski. Gives the ball to Dowler on the left wing. Dowler drives into the paint. Now kicks it out to Heller. Puts up the 15-footer and got it. And the cheerleaders threw out little miniature basketballs, and now one of them is thrown out on the floor. So that stopped the game to get the little basketball up. Branson Miller will bring it across the timeline to Gillespie between the two circles to Branson Miller. Kevin Braden, bounce pass on the right wing, skips it to Gillespie on the left wing. Gillespie down to Schenkel on the left baseline, inside to Becker. Becker off glass, got it. 10 points for Jacob Becker. 21-11, full court pressure by Knox County. Malloy gets it across the timeline to Heller. No, that's Gilmer. Takes it to the hoop. Just kind of a baby hook. Lays it up and it went in. 6 points for Sam Gilman. Branson Miller with the basketball. To Gillespie at the top of the key to Branson on the deep left wing. As Branson gets it to Gillespie at the top of the key. Inside to Becker, high post. Trying to get it down low to Schenkel. Battled away, but picked up by Branson Miller. Running 10 footer. Got it. 4 points for Branson Miller. And Heller will inbound against pressure by Knox County. 23-13, knocks up by 10. Heller gets it into Dowler, to Malloy, ahead to Mahonski. Mahonski has it on the left side of the circle. Now Malloy off the baseline. Gets it back to Mahonski on the left wing. Dowler inside to Heller. Now Gilman for three. No good. Heller with the rebound. Follow a 10-footer. Bounces around. No good. Whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Braden Miller. Braden Miller picks up the foul. That's his first. And off the bench, Carter Marble will check back in. Braden Miller will check out. 6-9 left to play in the first half. Heller to Mahonski in the left corner. Out to Dowler, around the top of the key. Heller for three on the way. No good. And Becker had the rebound. Knocked out of bounds off of Marceline's hand. Well, they say last touch by Knox. So Heller will inbound underneath his own basket. Dowler has it on the left wing to Hansky. Now Gilman inside to Heller. Puts it up. Got it. Will Heller with 4 points. 23-15 is Branson Miller across the timeline to Tanner Gillespie. Gillespie to the top of the key. Still with the dribble. Put up the shot. Missed it. And the rebound tipped out by Schenkel. Picked up by Branson Miller in the left corner. Inside to Becker. Now three on the way. Bullseye. Branson Miller with seven. 26-15. In the backcourt is Malloy. Bohanski. Now Gilman to the right wing to Dowler. Bohanski top of the key. Now the left corner of Malloy for three. New good. Schenkel comes off the rebound. Schenkel across the timeline to Gillespie. Right under the basket on the left block by the marble. Nice ball movement by Knox County. As Braden Miller gets set to check back in. Bohanski. Guy in the backcourt. Gets across to Heller. Heller around the top of the key. Dowler on the right wing. Gilman top of the key. Bohanski will try a three on the way. Bullseye. The Ray Bohanski with 3 points. Makes it 28-18. Gillespie to Branson Miller. Carter and Marble has one on the left wing. To Branson Miller between the two circles. To Gillespie on the deep right wing. Back to Branson Miller. Branson to Gillespie on the right side of the circle. There's Gillespie. Gets over to Branson. High post to Schenkel. Gillespie takes it into the paint with a left hand. Got it. 5 points, Tanner Gillespie. Bohanski with the basketball, a whistle, and a foul. The foul is going to be on Jacob Becker. So Becker will pick up his first foul. Becker's going to sit down, and Braden Miller checks in. Also checking back in, Caden Davis and Landon Gardner checks in for the Tigers. So Heller, now we got another little basketball out on the floor. The little girl over there, and her mother gave it back to her and said, don't throw it again, but she started to. So Caden Davis with the basketball. Gets it to Malloy, back to Davis, down Dowler on the left wing. To Davis, to Malloy on the right wing. Trying to get it inside, stolen away. And now Schenkel tries a layup off the left block, missed it. And Dowler off the rebound. Dowler to Heller. Heller right side of the circle, kicks it over to Davis for three. Off the right wing, no good. Schenkel off the rebound. And Schenkel had the ball stolen away by Malloy. To Heller on the right block. Heller gives it inside to Gardner. Now shots put up, no good by Davis. And Gardner gets it, puts it up, no good. And finally, I think Heller hits the floor with a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Branson Miller. So Branson picks up the foul. It'll be Marceline basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Becker gets set to check back in. And Tanner Gillespie will set down. As Heller will inbound underneath his own basket. 3:19 left to play in the first half. Dowler for three. Bullseye. Aiden Dowler with 5 points, and it's 30-21. Knocked with the lead and the basketball. Branson Miller to Braden on the right wing to Branson at the top of the key. Braden inside it goes to Becker. Inside Schenkel puts up the shot and missed it from five. And off of the rebound comes Heller to Dowler. Dowler to Heller right side of the circle. Kicks it back out to Malloy on the left wing and the left corner to Davis. Now Dowler right side of the circle. Heller on the baseline. Trying to get it inside to Dowler. Stolen away by Schenkel. Gets it ahead to Branson Miller. Inside to Becker. His five-footer missed it. And Malloy off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Davis. Davis off glass. Got it. 5 points for Caden Davis. 7 points. Knox County lead is Braden Miller to Branson. Branson bounce pass to Marble on the left wing. A high post. On the left side of the circle, it goes to Becker, and he's fouled by Davis. That's his first. The first foul on Caden Davis. That's the second team foul as Tanner Gillespie checks in and Carter Marble will check out. Gardner checks out from Marceline. And Sam Gilman checks back in. Inbound pass from Marceline to Branson Miller. Now Tanner Gillespie puts up a running five-footer. No good. And Malloy off the rebound. Malloy takes it down the left lane, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul, and the foul's going to be on Braden Miller. So Braden picks up his second personal foul. And Malloy will go to the line, and he'll shoot a pair. Wyatt Malloy looks for his first points of the ball game. First one up, got it. First point for Wyatt Malloy. 30-24, Knox County with the lead. As Malloy, one looking for two. Shot up, got it. 2 points for Wyatt Malloy, and now Nathan Miller wants a timeout. 2:01 left to play in the first half. It's Knox County 30 and Marceline 25 back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, certified public accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located two blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
2:01 left to play in the first half of the boys' game. Knox County 30, Marceline 25, and Knox County will have the basketball. As Marceline comes out of the 30-second timeout, Gillespie will inbound to Branson Miller. As Branson will bring it across the timeline, to Braden on the right wing, Branson top of the key to Gillespie on the left wing, to Branson, now high post Schenkel, to Braden Miller, gets it inside to Schenkel. Now Becker on the left wing. Schenkel gives it out to Tanner Gillespie. Branson Miller through Gillespie takes it to the house and lost the handle on the basketball. Stolen away by Davis. Dowler back to Davis on the right wing. Keller to Dowler in the right corner. Three-pointer on the way. They call it at two. Nice shot by Dowler. Nonetheless, he has seven. It's a three-point Knox County lead. Gillespie to Braden Miller between the two circles. Now Branson on the deep left wing. And Branson directs traffic. Gives the ball to Gillespie on the right wing. In the right corner, Braden Miller skips it to the left wing to Branson. Branson bounce pass to Becker. Now on the left baseline, it goes Jacob reverse layup. No good, but tipped up by Braden Miller. Got it. 6 points to Braden Miller. Malloy in the backcourt to Dowler. Almost stolen away by Branson Miller. And it'll be Marceline basketball on the far sideline with 46 seconds left to play in the half. Malloy in a double team. Gives the ball to Gilman. Gilman in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Heller on the right wing. Right side of the circle to Davis on the left wing. Dowler for three. No good. Tip up, no good by Heller. And a rebound taken out by Branson Miller. And Branson bounced past the single, bounced it on the end line. So it'll be Marceline basketball. Out of bounds, underneath the own basket. 27 seconds left to play in the half. Dowler, top of the key. Now Gilman on the right wing. Gilman, dribble drive to the right lane. Pulls up, kicks it back out to Davis. Dowler on the left wing. At the free throw line to Heller. Heller to Gilman. Gilman takes it right at Schenkel, puts it up, no good. And Braden Miller off the rebound. And Braden Miller across the timeline to Branson. Now to Gillespie. To Branson Miller, long three on the way, no good. And that's the end of the first half. What's the score? Knox County 32, Marceline 27. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
It's time for the big game, and C&R Markets is your tailgate headquarters with 10-pound value-packed ground beef, only $3.49 a pound. Whole pork butts, only $1.29 a pound. Haas avocados are only 98 cents each. Doritos chips are buy one, get one free. And Red Baron pizzas, 3 for $9. Charter Reserve deli fresh ham and American cheese, only $5.99 a pound. And don't forget your sweetheart this weekend from everyone at C&R Markets. Be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank who can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. 43 tonight under cloudy skies, southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, high of 56. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 44.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School award halftime boys game. And it's Knox County leading Marceline 32-27. Taking a look at the first half scoring. First for Knox County, Jacob Becker with 10 points. Matson Miller with 7. Braden Miller with 6. Carter Marble with 2. Tanner Gillespie with 5. And Nelson Schinkel with 2. For Marceline, Aiden Dyler with 7 points. Ralph Bohonsky with 3 points. Rafe Bohonsky with 3 points. Will Heller with 4. Sam Gilman with 6. Wyatt Malloy with 2 points. And Caden Davis with 6 points. Knox County led 17-9 after one quarter. Marceline outscored Knox 18-15 in the second quarter, and Knox County leads here by 5 at halftime, 32-27. I'll be back with more in a moment. Just KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
COVID-19, the flu, whooping cough, measles, mumps, chicken pox, Knox County, Missouri, one thing will always remain the same. We at Knox County Health Department are here, serving you and yours. Give us a call at 660-397-3396 and find out about our immunization clinics, low-cost lab draw options, home visiting programs, and so much more. We're now located at 102 West Monticello in Edina, Missouri, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Eagle Basketball, all your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game with Knox County leading Marceline 32-27. In the girls' game, it was Marceline winning their ninth game of the year by defeating Knox County 53-40. Marceline led in scoring by Natalie Pennington with 13 points. Addison Huber with 20, while Knox County led by Brianna Miller with 15, Jennifer Henkel with 16. Marceline jumped out 17-2 after one quarter. Knox outscored Marceline 15-12 in the second quarter. Marceline led 29-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox again outscored Marceline 16-14, and Marceline led 43-33 after three. But in the fourth quarter, it was Marceline outscoring Knox County 10-7. Marceline wins it 53-40. Marceline improves to 9-12. The Knox County girls 2-20. And I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The Knox County R1 School District would like to thank its parents and community for their continued support. Our facility upgrades and cutting-edge technology create an educational environment that enhances learning and promotes creativity. Because of you, we are able to provide students a quality education that prepares them for the future. Thank you, Knox County, for your dedication to our youth.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more. Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. We're just moments away from the start of the second half of this boys' game. Knox County leading Marceline 32-27. Coming up tomorrow night, more basketball for you on KMM. I'll be at Schuyler County Novinger and Schuyler County Girls and Boys. I'll be on the air from Queen City just before 6 o'clock. Then Thursday, Milan will be at Scotland County. We'll have that one for you, the girls and the boys. And then Friday night, the end of the regular season, I'll be back at Schuyler County, Fayette Falcons, girls and boys, taking on Schuyler County. That's the way it is going to be the rest of the week if Mother Nature cooperates. As both teams come back on the floor, and here we go with the second half, 32-27, Knox County jumped out to an 8-point lead. Marceline came charging back. And trail here by 5. And Marceline, I think, is going to have the basketball. Yes, they will. to Lee Will Heller to inbound on the far sideline. Aiden Dowler will get the basketball, gets it over to Gilman on the right wing. Now the left wing, it goes to Heller inside. Malloy puts the shot up and got it. Nice move and nice play by Marceline. Branton Miller will bring it across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing. Looks for some help. Out pops Gillespie. Now Braden Miller on the left wing beyond the arc to Gillespie, to Braden Miller. Schenkel gives it back to Gillespie. Braden Miller. Braden gives it back to Gillespie, top of the key to Branson. Branson Miller backs off between the two circles. Now fast to Becker on the right wing, inside to Schenkel. Kicks it back out to Branson Miller on the right wing. To the left wing, it goes to Braden Miller. Inside to Schenkel, left as he tried to reverse layup, walked with it. So the turnover goes back to Marceline. Heller will get it in to Dowler. Dowler to Davis. Now inside to Malloy. And goes out of bounds off of Knox County. As I think Gillespie stepped in the passing lane and got that. So Heller inbounds to Davis. As they give it to Gilman on the left wing. Now three-pointer. Bullseye for Heller. Will Heller now has 7 points, and we're tied at 32. Marceline comes out on a 5-0 run to start the third quarter. Branson Miller to Gillespie. Now Braden gets it in. Schenkel on the block, and his pass is stolen away by Davis. The Dowler to Davis on the right wing. Now Gilman across the dotted line. Malloy for three. Bullseye. So that's 7 points for Wyatt Malloy, and Knox County calls a timeout. 7-0 run for Marceline to start the second half, and I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Whether the bank is open or closed, with an automatic teller card, you can get cash and handle several other banking transactions 24 hours a day. Bank service when you need it. With an automatic teller card, the bank is never closed. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC.
Marceline's first lead of the ball game. 6:17 left to play in the third quarter. A lot of time left in this ball game. Branson Miller will inbound to Gillespie. As Gillespie will bring it across the timeline to the Eagles. 2-3 zone for Marceline. Branson Miller on the left wing. Gillespie top of the key to Branson. Inside to Braden. Braden puts up a shot blocked by Heller. And Heller comes away with it. Gives it to Dowler. Dowler brings it across the timeline to Gilman. Around the top of the key to the left side of the circle to Malloy. Malloy kicks it out to Dowler for three on the way. No good. Schenkel comes off the rebound. And Schenkel across the timeline. Lost a handle on the basketball and picked up by Gilman to Dowler. Ahead it goes to Davis on the right wing. Now Heller at the top of the key. Heller picks up the dribble. To Gilman, dribble drive past Schenkel, but of a shot blocked by Schenkel. Schenkel comes away with it, lost the dribble, taken back by Heller. To Davis, put up a shot, rejected by Schenkel, and out with it comes Braden Miller to Branson. Branson gives it to Gillespie, to Schenkel on the right wing, skips to the left wing to Branson Miller. To Gillespie, jumps in the paint, puts up a shot, lets it short. And Heller comes out with it to Dowler. Dowler to Malloy. Malloy scoops it up. Got it. 9 points for Wyatt Malloy. 5 points. It's a 10-0 run for Marceline. Gillespie to Branson Miller. Now Schenkel. Dribble drive into the paint. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be against Marceline. And a call on Davis. So Caden Davis picks up his second personal foul. Schenkel's going to set down, and Carter Marble checks back in. So Gillespie to Branson Miller for three, no good. And fight for the rebound, out with it against Caden Davis. To Heller. Heller to Dowler. Now back to Heller, and open back as Dowler wasn't thinking. Threw the ball back to Heller, and he was still in the backcourt. Now Mike Serrero is not real happy with that one. So Gillespie across the timeline. To Braden Miller on the left wing. They go to the right wing to Branson. Now Becker in the right corner. Becker inside to Marble. Gives it to Braden Miller. Off glass, got it. Nice play by the Eagles. That's 8 points for Braden Miller. Malloy makes a bad pass, trying to get it to Heller. Stole it away by Branson Miller. Now Becker to Branson Miller. Gillespie kicks it out to Braden Miller. Braden walks to the basketball. Tried to dribble drive off the left wing and took too many steps. So Heller against Frazier. Gets it to Malloy. Davis still in the backcourt. Gilmer across the timeline to Heller on the right wing. Dowler in the right corner to Heller. Heller along the baseline. Davis for three. No good. And Carter Marble off the rebound. To Branson Miller. Ahead it goes Gillespie. Gillespie takes a hook, puts it up, got it. 7 points for Tanner Gillespie. 37-36. Marceline with the lead in the basketball. Malloy. Well, Tom line to Heller. Back to Malloy again. Becker lays it up, missed it. And Branson Miller the rebound. Ahead to Braden. Braden will take it right at Gilman. Picked up the shot, missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds, off of Becker's hand. And now Jansen will check in. Austin Jansen and Tanner Gillespie will set down. 3:05 left to play in the third quarter. 37-36, Marceline with the lead in the basketball. Gilman in the backcourt to Caden Davis. Davis across the timeline to Dowler on the right wing. Down the middle to Gilman. Puts his shot up, missed it, but drew the foul. And the foul will be on Carter Marble, and that's his second. So two fouls on Marble on the floor. Now Dowler will try a three, kissed at home, bullseye. 10 points, Braden Dowler. That's it. Well, they call it a two. So 9 points for Dowler. 3 points, Marceline lead. Jansen gives it to Braden Miller on the left wing. Now Branson dribble drive underneath. The Carter Marble put up a shot, missed it. Gives the ball to Jansen. He hits the 10-footer. 2 points for Austin Jansen. 39-38 as Marceline Malloy tried to get the ball to Gilman off his hands and out of bounds. Now, Mike Severo wants to know something as who the ball went out of bounds off of. Yeah, was it a, well, there we go. Was it a three or was it a two? Scoreboard gave him a two to Dowler. Okay, they're going to call it. So they're going to call it. A three. There we go. I thought they called it a three to begin with. So now that makes it 40-38. No. No, the score's right. I thought it was a three that he hit, but I didn't, and I'm not going to prolong this conversation. It's a three for Aiden Dowler, and it's a two-point Marceline lead, 40-38, as Becker has it in the right corner. Branson Miller on the right wing to Becker on the baseline. 10-foot jumper, got it. 12 points for Jacob Becker. We're tied at 40. 1:50 left to play in the third quarter. Gilman They used to cross the dotted line. The Davis on the left wing. Now Heller will try it three. No good. And Braden Miller on the rebound. Braden brings it across the timeline to Branson on the right corner. Branson now past the Jansen at the free throw line. Kicks it out on the left wing to Braden Miller. As Braden back to Jansen on the left wing. Braden Miller now Branson on the right wing. In the right corner to Becker. Becker back to Branson Miller between the two circles to Braden on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. Inside to Becker to Jansen. To Braden Miller. Now Branson will try a three. Bullseye! 10 points for Branson Miller. It's a 3-point Knox lead, 43-40, as Malloy in the backcourt. And now try to go out of bounds off of Jansen and miss Jansen. And the loose ball picked out by Braden Miller. Now Branson on the right wing to Becker. Becker drives the baseline, cuts it up, it goes down. It counts and he's fouled. If you see who the fouls will be on, it's going to be on Heller. Will Heller picked up the foul. That's 14 points for Becker. Now Jansen has tied shoelace with Jacob Becker at the line to try to complete the 3-point play. 14 looking for 15. Shots up. Got it. 15 points for Jacob Becker. 6 points. Knox County lead 46-40. Pressure by Knox County as Savers. Across the timeline to Gilman. Now Heller drives off the left wing. Gives it to Gilman. He drives off the right wing. Puts his shot off glass. So good. Gilman off the rebound. Gets it out to Davis. Davis right side of the circle to Malloy. Malloy to Heller for three. Bullseye! Will Heller with 10 points. 46-43. Knocks to the lead as Carter Marble in the basket. Gives it to Jansen. To Braden Miller. Now Branson. Branson trying to get it inside the Marble. Kicked out of bounds. So it'll be Knox basketball. Out of bounds underneath it on basket with 4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. As Austin Jansen will inbound. Jansen looks for somebody. Finds Becker. Long three by Branson Miller. No good. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Knox County 46. And Marceline, 43, back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
8 minutes left to play in this ball game. Knox County 46, Marceline 43, and Knox will have the basketball to start the final 8 minutes. As Tanner Gillespie will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Braden Miller. As Braden will bring it across the timeline. Finds Schenkel in the right corner to Gillespie. To the left wing it goes to Braden Miller. Gillespie takes it right to the hoop. Put up a shot blocked by Malloy, and Heller comes away with it to Gilman. Gilman takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, no good, tipped up by Heller, no good. And Gillespie off the rebound. Carter Marble to Braden Miller, steps to a double team, lays it up, he missed it. Schenkel gets it, puts it back up and in. 4 points for Nelson Schenkel. Back to a 5-point Knox County lead, Malloy. Lost a dribble. Picked up by Carter Marble. Gillespie ahead to Braden Miller on the right wing. Now Schenkel on the right side of the circle. Underneath it goes to Carter Marble. Puts it up, got it. 4 points for Carter Marble, and Marceline wants a timeout. 7:05 left to play in the ball game. Knox County 50, Marceline 43. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Hindsight really is 20/20. If I had a dollar for everyone who said they should have went to SEC instead of the Big U, I'd be on a beach right now and not talking to you. That's because you don't realize how painful 15 years of student loans are until you have to repay them, and how some of the best jobs out there don't need a four-year degree. It's your decision, so you owe it to yourself to check out SEC before you choose a college and see if we're right for you. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit sceciowa.edu.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
7:05 left to play in the ball game. 50-43, Knox with the lead. Marceline with the basketball. Racing by Knox County. Heller gets it into Deller. Deller to Malloy. Malloy to Davis. Back to Gilman, still in the backcourt. Left side line to Heller on the right wing. Kicks it out to Malloy. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye out of the left corner. Malloy with 12 points. 50-46. Knox with the lead in the basketball. It's Braden Miller. To the left feet. Back to Braden Miller. Between the two circles. To the left feet between the two circles. Jansen has it on the left wing. Braden Miller. To the left feet. Now Schenkel on the right wing. Skips it over to Braden Miller on the left wing. To Gillespie. Underneath, they try to force it to Carter Marble, and it's stolen away by Davis. Here comes Marceline. Gilman on the right wing, beyond the arc. Gilman in a double team gives the ball to Dower. Finds Davis between the two circles. To Dower. Now Malloy on the right wing. Malloy guarded by Braden Miller. Well, that was Gilman. Now Malloy tried to make a move on the baseline. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Tanner Gillespie, and that's his first. Second team foul against Knox County. So now Braden Miller will check out. Jansen will check out. Branson Miller and Jacob Becker will check in. Heller gets it to Davis, top of the key. Dowler on the left wing to Davis, top of the key to Dowler, left wing. Heller, turnaround 14-footer, no good. And Becker off the rebound. Becker gets it ahead to Marble, and Marble on the deep. Right wing to Schenkel, to Gillespie. Now Branson Miller on the left wing, to Becker on the left wing. Carter Marble had the ball on the baseline, tried to get it into Schenkel, batted away and batted out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. Tanner Gillespie will trigger. Gets it out to Branson Miller between the two circles. As Branson to Becker on the left wing. Now, Schenkel inside the Marble. 6 points for Marble. Give the assist to Nelson Schenkel. Quickly, Davis lost the handle on the basketball. 2-on-1 fast break. Branson gives it to Schenkel. Lays it up. Got it. 6 points for Nelson Schenkel. 54-46 as Heller with the basketball on the right wing. Malloy. Whoops. I thought maybe he took a step too much, but a whistle or a foul. Foul's going to be on Carter Marble, and that's his third. Third team foul against Knox County. 5 minutes left to play. Gilman, top of the key, takes it down in the paint among the trees. No good. And Becker and Gilman jump ball, all the way to the station stage in Marceline. Billy Heller. as Mike Severo wants a timeout. 4:53 left to play in the ball game. Knox County 54, Marceline 46. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
All small game hunting and fishing permits expire the last day of February each year. The migratory bird, resident trapping, and non-resident fur bearer hunting and trapping permit are all valid through June 30th. Before you go afield to hunt your favorite game or to fish your favorite lake, river, or stream, check your privileges and make sure you have the required license. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. As I think Bruce Lanois is keeping the scoreboard, they're both standing there with a 30, but Jacob Joel Shipman called it a 60. They're both of them standing up. I think that was what the 60 part was. So he just wanted to make sure they got the right timeout. The official scorekeeper, I think, was confused. So now Marceline will have the basketball. Out of bounds underneath it on basket. Ballard will trigger. He gets the ball on the left wing to Malloy. Malloy gets it underneath the basket. Puts the shot up off glass. Got it. Wyatt Malloy with 14 points, 12 in the second half. Marble across the timeline. Buckley on the right wing. The marble to the left wing. It goes to Branson Miller. Now alley-oop underneath. This one not timed so well. Off Becker's hand. Picked up by Malloy. To Davis on the left wing. Now Dowler between the two circles to Davis. Jump pass back to Dowler. Center circle inside to Heller. Heller fall away. Ken Futter got it. 12 points for Heller. 54-50, Knox County with the lead. 4 minutes left to play in the ball game. Jenkel to Gillespie for three. Bullseye. Top of the key, 10 points, Santa Gillespie. Malloy brings it across the timeline. Passes tip taken by Jenkel. They had a fast break going all the way, but a foul's going to be on Gilman. So Gilman picks up his second personal foul. That's the second team foul against Knox County, against Marceline, rather. So Tanner Gillespie went down to Branson Miller, back to Gillespie, back to Miller on the deep left wing, Gillespie on the right wing. Hands it off to Becker. Becker gives it a Shankel top of the key. He'll try a three. No good. And off the rebound, Wyatt Malloy. Malloy across the timeline. Dowler on the right wing beyond the arc. Inside it goes to Heller. Ken Futter on the way. No good. Becker with the rebound. Here comes Branson Miller. Branson underneath it goes to Shankel. Turns, puts it up. Got it. Nice move by Nelson Shankel. He has eight as Davis against Frazier. Bad pass. Stolen away by Branson. Branson Miller puts the shot up. No good. Shankel with the rebound. Got it. Now a timeout. Marceline wants a timeout. 3:03 left to play in ball game. And it's Knox County 61, Marceline 50. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
With Make-A-Wish, the impossible becomes possible. A girl battling cancer can become a race car driver battling the course. The boy showing all the nurses his fire trucks can take the helm of a real one. Wishes can give kids with critical illnesses the strength to keep fighting, get better, and grow up.
Where there's a wish, there's a way.
Wishes need you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
.303 left to play in the game. Knox County's biggest lead of the ball game at 11, 61-50. Marceline with the basketball. Pressure by Knox. Dowler gets it over to Malloy. As Malloy had the ball stripped away by Gillespie, takes it to the hoop, lays it up. Missed it, but I think he was fouled on the floor. The white Malloy, I think, is going to pick up the foul. Yep. Foul is going to be on Wyatt Malloy, and that's his second. as in the ball game will come Tanner Sayre, and out will come Gilman. I think he might have rolled an ankle as he's favoring his right ankle. As Schenkel inbounds to Gillespie, tried to get it right back to Schenkel, and stolen away by Malloy. Malloy across the timeline. Now stolen right back by Branson Miller. No contest. As Becker put it off glass, and Becker followed up. 17 points for Jacob Becker. Now Wohanski on the right wing inside the arc to the right baseline. Heller gets it to Malloy. Malloy missed a wide-open layup off the left block, but Wohanski off of the rebound. Wohanski drives the baseline, lost the ball, now gets it back, still trying to get control. Dower kicks it back out to Malloy, and right through Malloy's legs and out of bounds. Braden Miller will check in. Schenkel will check out. 2:12 left to play in the game. 13-point Knox County lead, 63-50. Gillespie across the timeline. Becker on the right wing. Gillespie to the left wing to Branson Miller. Branson dribbles between the two circles. Not in too big a hurry. Branson to the right side of the circle. Just by the bounce pass to Carter Marble in the right corner and stolen away by Malloy. As Malloy to Wohanski. Wohanski takes us to the hoop, lays up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. The foul may be on Carter Marble. And it will be. So Carter Marble picks up his fourth personal foul. That's the third team foul against Knox County. And Leif Wohanski at the line. He has two, looking for three, missed it. In fact, check that, he has three. Looking for four. The Leif Wohanski. Isaac fires it, got it. 4 points for Wohanski. 63-51, 140 left to play in the ball game. Knox up by 12 with the basketball. Branson gets it inside to Becker. Becker tried to go for the shot, knocked out of his hand by Heller. Heller steals it and gives it to Dower. And now we have another timeout. As in the ball game, Landon Gardner. So Marceline wants a timeout. 1:24 left to play in the ball game. Knox County 63, Marceline 51. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
1:24 left to play in the boys' game. Knox County up by 12, 63-51 as Gardner will inbound to Dower. Dower will bring it across the timeline, bounce past Wohanski on the right wing. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Which was somebody to throw it to. Bounce past to Gardner. Skips it across to the left wing for three on the way. Dower. And Dower missed it, but Malloy comes off the rebound. Malloy to Wohanski. Inside it goes to Gardner. Three-pointer by Dower on the way. No good out of the right corner. Another rebound by Wohanski. Now Malloy tries a three. No good. And off the rebound comes Branson Miller. Down to 45 seconds as Branson Miller will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Braden has it in the right corner. Inside, they try to go to Becker, stolen away by Gardner, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gardner. So now, the bench is cleared. All the seniors will check out. A standing ovation for the seniors. So all the seniors check out of the ball game. Again, still a standing ovation for the seniors playing their last game at home as the Knox County Eagle. It leads Jansen to inbound on the far sideline. Get to the Campbell. Back to Jansen. Now Schenkel pops out between two circles. Campbell to Jansen to Campbell. Campbell in the center circle to Jansen. Down to 20 seconds. As Jansen just holds the basketball. Gets it over to Schenkel. Schenkel to the top of the key. They get it inside. Now Larry J.V. players are playing. Campbell with the basketball. Under 10 seconds is Jansen. He'll hold it. Now Campbell, and he'll hold it. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final, Moscow is 63, Marceline 51. Back to wrap this up in a moment. This is KMAN Sports.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. It's the final as the Knox County Eagles win their 13th game of the year by defeating Marceline 63-51. Taking a look at the scoring first for Knox County. Jacob Becker with 17 points. Austin Jansen with 2 points. Branson Miller with 10. Braden Miller with 8. Carter Marble with 6. Tanner Gillespie with 10. And Nelson Schenkel with 10 points. For Marceline, Aiden Baylor with 10 points. Ray Pohonsky with 4 points. Will Heller with 12. Sam Gilman with 6. Wyatt Molloy with 14 points. And Caden Davis with 5. Knox County led 17-9 after one quarter. Marceline outscored Knox County 18-15 in the second quarter. Knox led 32-27 at the half. In the third quarter, Marceline outscored Knox 16-14. Knox County led 46-43 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Knox outscoring Marceline 17-8. And Knox County wins at 63-51. Knox County improves to 13-9, while Marceline 8-14. In the girls' game, it was Marceline winning their ninth game of the year by defeating Knox County 53-40. Marceline led in scoring by Natalie Pennington with 13 points, Addison Huber with 20, while Knox County led by Brianna Miller with 15 points, Jennifer Hinkle with 16. Marceline led 17-2 after one quarter. Knox outscored Marceline 15-12 in the second quarter. Marceline led 29-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox again outscored Marceline 16-14. Marceline led 43-33 after three. In the fourth quarter, it was Marceline outscoring Knox 10-7, and Marceline wins at 53-40. Marceline improves to 9-12, Knox County 2-20. So it was a Marceline-Knox County split tonight here in Edina. As again, in the girls' game, it was Marceline defeating Knox County 53-40. Marceline 9-12, Knox County 2-20. In the boys' game, Knox County wins their 13th game of the year by defeating Marceline 63-51. Knox County led in scoring by Jacob Becker with 17, Branson Miller with 10, Tanner Gillespie with 10, and Nelson Schenkel with 10. Marceline led by Aiden Dowler with 10 points, Will Heller with 12 points, and Wyatt Malloy with 14, Knox County 13-9. Marceline 8-14. Coming up tomorrow night, more high school basketball for you on KMM, as I'll be at Schuyler County High School, Nominger Girls and Boys at Schuyler County, 6 o'clock. I'll be on the air from Queen City just before 6. For producer Dave Bowden from Knox County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Knox County sponsors, and they include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina.